This is the Kinky Cast, an adult, sexually explicit podcast. If you are under 18 years old, please stop the podcast now. This is episode 129 of our weekly exploration in the kinky world of BDSM and alternative relationships. Views expressed are not representative of the management of the Kinky Cast. We welcome guests with opposing viewpoints. Today, we will be speaking with Adam from the Kinkster app. Here's your hosts, Woody and the Beast.
Thanks, Max, and welcome to another edition of the Kinky Cast. Sitting in the chair next to me is the Beast. Hey, Beast.
Hey, Woody.
So, you were missing last week. You were out on assignment doing devious things.
Devious things, indeed.
Oh, that's so good.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Notice I said assignment.
Yes, yes.
We're getting a lot of fan mail from people that are hearing us on our distributors, like Stitcher and iTunes and SoundCloud and 16 of the other ones. But they are missing a part of the show when they hear the audio only, because the website has all kinds of links and things that are related to the show. So if you're hearing this on one of our distributors, also come on by our webpage at kinkycast.com and check out some of the things over there.
Yes, we're full of all sorts of interactive content for you to look at.
And also, some of the people have been writing in that they want to see certain shows. We just want to let you know that we're working hard on getting those together. You'll be seeing them posted in the very near future.
Yes, we do have some interesting guests coming up in the future.
Absolutely. But right now,
we are Skyping. I don't know where they come up with that word Skype at. We're Skyping with Adam from the far north reaches, Minnesota. And Adam has put together this project called Kinkster. And he calls it a sex-positive social media tool.
Welcome to the Kinky Cast, Adam.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about how Kinkster got started.
Kinkster, I guess how it really started was one night I was out with my best friend and I was on another app and I was just complaining about how difficult it was to be upfront about my sexual preferences. And it started out mostly as a joke. And then we sort of got on the subject of glory holes and how we're talking about how, like, you know, it's one of those things where wouldn't it be amazing if there was just like a map with a dot above it where every glory hole was like located in the city, and then that's where you go and you get to use your glory hole. We're talking about like how I feel like a glory hole, it's like similar to a treadmill. It's like you get your glory hole and you think you're gonna use it all the time, and then it just sits there dormant. And so it really just started as a joke, like, oh my god, wouldn't it just be so great if people could actually get more use out of their glory holes?
Then you expanded from there.
Yeah, and so it really was just something that I mentioned as a joke to my friend, and then he called me the next day and he said, oh, I can't stop thinking about this glory hole app idea. And obviously that was very specific and it would have been pretty hard to get that past, you know, Apple Store guidelines. And we got talking and just thinking a little bit more, and he asked me to expand about some of my frustration with my experience on dating apps, on sex apps, on social apps. And I'm coming this from the perspective of a gay man. I felt frustrated that I was logging onto one app in particular where it's like, well, clearly everyone is on there looking to have sex. People are looking to hook up. People are looking to have some sort of sexual encounter or relationship. And yet it felt like everything was still coded. And it felt very bizarre to me that an app I would have expected people to be more free, to be upfront about what they're looking for, people being more open-minded. And that wasn't exactly what I had experienced. And so that was sort of inspired us to get started on it. And that was about, I think, a year and a half ago.
So Kinkster is a pansexual service, right?
Yeah, we really wanted to make it as accessible and useful to as many people as possible. So it's not really kind of try to stay away from sexual orientation labels around the app. I mean, people filter basically who they're seeking out, but we sort of didn't want to make it specifically a gay app, specifically a straight app.
So it's more about men seeking men or women seeking men than straight woman or gay man, or it's who you're looking for.
Yeah, exactly.
Were you inspired by any of the older services such as Alt and Caller Me and or they become Caller Space? Were you inspired by any of those older services?
I think I was inspired probably mostly by Recon. I was inspired by Grindr, and I was really actually inspired by Growler, which is a service that is more specifically for the bear and cub community. Because what I think I saw in that app was that people had found through Grindr, which is sort of the dominant app amongst gay men, that it wasn't really catering towards the bear community. And so someone created an app that would more specifically sort of suit that community. And I love Growler. I think it's awesome. And I also don't hate Grindr. I think Grindr is an amazing service, but it's, you know, it's going to reflect sort of the mainstream views within gay culture that I don't think are particularly sex positive.
Those services are very narrow in their audience, very specific. And so you've taken a much broader approach to the whole thing.
Yeah, we have. I mean, one of, I think our favorite features is when people are sort of, there's not a category that you have to choose. For example, you don't have to click a button that says, I'm only into bondage. I'm only into pup play or this or that. You know, we sort of have user created categories. And then through the app, you can filter people whose categories match up with exactly what you typed in. And we didn't really want to pre-select categories that people had to identify with because we knew, I don't know every kink. I don't know what everybody is into. And also because of I know from my own experience and what I'm into. But we wanted to make sure that someone who has a very specific interest can log into this app, type it in, and they're going to find somebody else who has typed in the exact same kinks.
So somebody with a cloth diaper love can look and see if anybody else has exactly the same text in their profiles.
Absolutely. I mean, I know nothing about programming. I'm lucky that my best friend is a programmer, but he's worked it out so that even slight misspellings or if there's an abbreviation of a particular kink through the filter, you're able to match up people with similar interests.
That's very helpful, yeah.
Now, that brings me to an interesting topic. How in the world does somebody put something like this together technically on their kitchen table?
That is such a good question that I don't know how to answer. I'm so lucky that my friend, he knows how to program. I know nothing personally about programming. And it was a funny way to create an app with him because it was really just the two of us. And he had very little knowledge of the kink scene. He had very little knowledge of even of gay men's sexual practices. And it was a great way to work together because he has this brain that can just sort of figure out how to, he built this app, you know, sort of as he went along, and it was a lot of back and forth of me telling him what I wanted to see on an app. And then bouncing ideas back and forth. And it took about a year and a half of us sending ideas. We weren't in the same location most of the time. And so like a lot of programmers, he sort of learned how to build the app as he was building it.
Now you keep referring to it as the app. Are we talking about a phone app?
Kinkster. Yes.
So it's just for a smartphone.
Yes, right now Kinkster is available on the Apple Store, and the Android version is currently being worked on.
It's just like an Apple user to think that they got only an Apple in the world.
Hey, I'm one of those.
Oh, I won't hold it against you two.
I know. I feel so bad. We're really excited to get the Android version out. We went with getting it on the Apple Store first just for programming reasons, and we're really excited to be able to expand our audience once Kinkster is available for Android.
So we don't have a mobile Windows version. Wait a minute, the mobile Windows still exists?
Yeah, what's that?
It took you a year and a half to get this out, and I presume there's some beta versions that went along the way and some friend testing and so forth. What was the first rollout like when you rolled the beta out?
Oh, God. I mean, the first rollout was like a gray screen. You could, you know, upload a picture and type in your kinks, and that was about it. And it's really grown from there.
How many users do we have now?
Right now we have just over 4,000 users.
And KinkyCast is one of those.
You are cruising Kinkster now?
There it is.
You're now out.
Yeah, that's it. Out, yeah.
You're now out there. Is it still attracting the gay male population, or have we truly went pansexual with it?
you know, that's what's so interesting about it is that we were, you know, we really went back and forth. In the very beginning, we were talking about, are we going to make an app specifically for gay men, or should we make an app specifically for straight identified people? And, you know, in the end, we decided to keep it as open-ended as possible. And it seems to be predominantly heterosexuals or pansexuals. There are gay men on the app. There are queer women on the app. I mean, but it's predominantly, I would say, men seeking women and women seeking men at this point.
In this world, this quote, sex positive world, which actually can be a misnomer because we're so full of sexual correctness, I find it exciting that we have a new tool out there to actually hook people up for hot, sizzling sex without the social media complications that come along.
No strings attached.
No strings attached. NSA.
Especially, I think people who are younger, I think who are my age, I think we like to think, you know, okay, as every generation comes up, we want to think of ourselves as being more sexually liberated or open-minded. And I don't think that that's true. In some ways, I think that there's this major current happening right now where people are so terrified of saying anything, which I think has a lot to do with social media and Facebook and all that. And I think to have a space where you know that everybody who's logged on is going to be into what you're into, and you don't have to explain yourself. I think it's a great thing to have that space, especially within apps. I don't think there's enough apps out there providing that.
What's your marketing plan look like? How do you get alert people to your existence?
We do a lot of guerrilla marketing, go out to different bars. We go out to different street events where we think people might be interested in Kingster, and we hand out stickers. We just talk to people. A lot of it has just been word of mouth, and a lot of it has been us, you know, sort of just depending on people searching certain tag words in the app store, and then this comes up. We don't, you know, it's just two of us. We don't have a lot of money for marketing, and so we're also on Instagram, which has been really fun, and sort of, you know, doing some cross promotion with different artists or just people working within the kink world. That's been a lot of fun.
What's your demographics right now?
People really of all ages and all over the world. You know, I mean, there's users in Russia. We have users in Israel. There's users in countries you would never expect. We have users in Saudi Arabia, in Iran.
Those are some that I wouldn't expect.
Those are some that yeah. We have also.
They must be using smuggled internet, or they're in Antarctica. That's a very large population area nowadays.
Many kinksters. Yeah.
Many kinksters down there. I've thought about moving there.
Mm-hmm. The horny scientist.
That's right. So your service called Kingster, and it's spelled KINKSTR. If anybody's looking for it, watch out for the spelling there.
Is this a free service? Subscription service?
Everything is free. So you can create your own individual profile for free. And then also once you've created a profile, you can also create a group page for free, which can be used in a lot of ways. Right now, a lot of people are using group pages more as forums for, say, if you're into bondage, or say you're in Pittsburgh and you're into spanking, it'll be like Pittsburgh spanking, and people will sort of follow on there. So it could be pretty open-ended, just a chat forum. Or if you're a business or a bar or an event that wants to promote itself, you can create a group page to attract followers. And through a group page, you can also publish events.
I'm going to have to get an Apple phone.
Yeah, what's wrong?
I promise we're coming out on Android.
I'm going to have to convert. I'm going to have to convert, and that's scary. I've been anti-Apple for so many years.
Since the Kinky Cast is 100% Apple.
I'm a holdout. What
yes,
can
you
I
are.
Say? I'm a holdout. I always thought there was a worm in there.
Yeah, I mean, it was difficult for us to decide whether to start out on Apple or Android. One of the reasons is that there's a lot more regulations on the Apple Store, you know, especially against nudity and sexual content, which was such a bummer because, you know, for example, when someone puts up a profile picture, the Apple Store won't allow apps to have nudity. And to be a sex positive kink app and not have nudity on a profile picture is a bummer. The way we've got around that is by creating private galleries so that you can upload, you know, photos that, and then you can unlock them for other users and whatnot. But where Android, there's much less regulation with that.
And that brings us to features. You are giving us the segues here. What kind of features does Kingster have?
So through Kinkster, basically you create your profile, you upload up to 3 pictures, and then, like we were talking about your own specific kinks earlier, you type what you're into. So you could type in leather, and then rope, water sports, whatever, and you separate, you put a comma after each one, and it becomes a tag, basically. It's almost like a hashtag, but don't type in a hashtag. It sort of works in that same way. So then you have some space to sort of talk about yourself and just sort of describe what you're looking for on the app and provide basic information about yourself. The filter is kind of what I'm most excited about. The filter is how you can find other users based on a specific location. So say if you're in Chicago, but you're planning to go to Los Angeles and you want, you know, to network with some people before you get there, you can, you know, search users based off their location. If you are, you're looking for your one specific kink or multiple specific kinks, you type that into the filter and it'll show all users who share the same interest that you selected. Let's see, we have messaging, so it's for chatting with other users.
And how is a user alerted to someone interested in them or that somebody matching their criteria has popped up? How is that alert made? Is it made through the app? Is it emailed? Or
everything happens through the app. So basically at this point, if you're interested in somebody, you would just message them and that's how they would know you're interested in them.
So the next time they open the app, they'll see that they have a message.
Yeah. Or while you're on the app, you'll have a notification that says you've received a new message.
Wow. So it is real time here.
Yes. Yeah. And you can also send pictures through the chat feature.
What kind of hottie have you connected with from your own app?
Lots of people. I mean, I've done a lot of chatting on the app, which has been really fun. And then, I was lucky to be, I was out in San Francisco when the app launched and, for the first week that it was launched and, you know, I met some fun people out there through the app and then here in Minneapolis. Yeah. I've met, you know, people and what's been exciting, you know, I've met people my age, I met older people on the app. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun and we feedback from people. It's really exciting. You know, we got our first message from someone, telling us how excited they were that they were going to go meet up with someone that they had met on the app. It's exciting because we've been working it for so long and we were constantly saying, oh God, it's going to be so exciting. You know, once other people are actually meeting each other from using the app.
You have testimonials now of people's great adventures.
Yeah.
That must be rewarding indeed. That must be rewarding indeed.
Yeah, it is really rewarding because that was the whole reason we created this app was that we wanted people just to have apps are so big right now. And we just wanted, I think, you know, anytime you can like create more opportunities for adults to connect and explore and play, I think it makes the world a better place. So, yeah, we're really excited about it.
So part of Kinkster is actually dragging people offline into real world connections.
That's how I personally use apps. So that's sort of how I envisioned it. And at the same time, I think that say there's someone who isn't ready to do that. What if you're not ready to meet someone in person, but you just want to chat to know that people with a similar interest exist and are out there. I think that it can be really great for that too. I mean, another reason why I wanted to create Kinkster was that I lived in San Francisco for 5 years. I moved out there pretty much right away after I graduated high school. And then moving away from San Francisco, you realize how hard it is to connect. You know, I mean, you live in San Francisco and you have all these events, you know, you have Folsom Street Fair, you have Dory Alley, there's all these amazing venues and bars. And so for me, experience, anyone can, you know, if you're into kink or if you're just looking for a place to hook up, I mean, it's so easy. And then you move away and you realize, oh my God, that's so specific to major cities. And so, I mean, what I really feel excited about Kinkster is that someone, you know, in rural Wyoming could connect to, you know what I mean? Where there's not quite as many venues or physical spaces to meet up.
Rural Wyoming. Is there any space in Wyoming? Listeners,
I've been there many times. There's nothing there.
Listeners from Wyoming, let us know. Reach out to us and we'll do a show about Wyoming. San Francisco is a magical place and unlike anything else in the world, I don't think New York City is even the same as San Francisco in your ability to make connections. It's the center of sex positivity in the world.
It really is. I mean, it's such a, people are so outgoing there. I mean, even when I go back to visit, it's, I feel like I interact with more people in 5 days than I do in the Twin Cities in an entire year. It's a really, you know, it's a special place. I went out there for a week when I was 18 years old, and I, by the second I left, I said, oh my God, I have to live here. I can't not live here. And then 6 months later, I moved there. And I was lucky I moved there when I did, because it wasn't quite as insanely as expensive as it is now.
That it is.
Is it more expensive than Nashville's become?
Double.
Double?
Oh, yeah.
We're trying to catch up with them, I do believe.
Yes, property values are skyrocketing here.
Yeah, they're expecting us to do another 10 or 12% increase this year. My tax bill is going to hurt.
So, Adam, when people want to get on to Kingster, what do? Where do we go?
You go onto the App Store and you can just search Kingster, K-I-N-K-S-T-R, and you just download it from there and set up your profile.
Do you have a related website?
Yep, you can go to kingster.co, K-I-N-K-S-T-R.co. And we also have an Instagram page, which is just Kingster, K-I-N-K-S-T-R.
That's great. Well, all of these links, of course, will be on the show page for this episode. And I want to thank you for being on the show tonight. And we hope to talk to you soon and hear more about this success story.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us on. I'm excited to have you guys on Kingster.
Great.
Have a good evening, Adam.
You have been listening to episode 129 of the Kinky Cast. For more information about this show, go to kinkycast.com. The Kinky Cast is a production of Rooster in the Round. On behalf of all our Kinky crew, I'm Max. See you next week, when we will be taking you back to Frolicon and a presentation on oral sex from Trevor Jones and Rebecca Benito.